Hello, I'm Charlotte, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Audio Bread. Now, since the start of my doughy journey in January of this year, and indeed before that when I was buying bread from shops, can you believe it, I was under the impression that ciabatta was some kind of symbol of traditional culinary Italy, like the baguette to France and the bloomer to England. Sadly, listeners, I was wrong. Although the name ciabatta has been bandied about for centuries, the most familiar incarnation of this bread was invented in 1982 by miller Arnaldo Cavallari as an answer to the influx of French bread into Italy. However, he was onto a good thing, and ciabatta is enjoyed across the world, and most recently, in my kitchen. To start with, the problem of making your own ciabatta. It's a very wet dough, taking another 100ml more of fluid than the basic white loaf. In addition to this, once proved, it's hard to handle, since, unlike other breads, you need to keep the air bubbles in to achieve the true ciabatta texture. Many recipes will recommend that you use a mixer with a dough hook, and this is what annoys me. Most models cost upwards of around £300 and do a job that is exactly the same when done by hand. Just make your fingers into a claw and keep dipping them into the mixture and turning the bowl. It will only take around 10 minutes to achieve a good stretchy dough, and you'll be rewarded with an enormous sense of satisfaction when you bite through the crunchy crust and knowing that you've made something so delicious entirely by hand. Thanks for listening, and until next time, happy baking!